Joaquin Phoenix praises Theo Von's Gaza genocide smear as courageous, it inspired rare podcast appearance. By Joshua Klein on July 22, 2025. Oscar-winning actor Joaquin Phoenix made a rare podcast appearance, telling comedian Theo Von he came on specifically because it was courageous and meaningful that Von spoke out about Israel's actions in Gaza, including his claim that Israel is committing genocide, despite evidence showing Israel's humanitarian efforts and Hamas's exploitation of civilian casualties for propaganda purposes. In Friday's episode of This Past Weekend, Phoenix praised Von's May comments, whereby the comedian got visibly emotional and declared strikes against Gaza constituted a genocide that's happening while we're alive here, saying he was really courageous for speaking out against Israel. "I'm straight up, I'm really here today because I was so moved by what you said and just like the courage to do that," Phoenix told Von during their conversation, explaining his motivation for the podcast appearance while ostensibly promoting his new film Eddington. A surprised Von responded, "I was wondering why you came, to be honest." Von had reflected on the complexities of speaking out, telling Phoenix, "I live on a land that's kind of been taken from other people, but here I am saying, like, about geopolitics, and I understand that. But then, at what point do you not say something, you know? That's really courageous to speak about it. And you spoke about it, like, in such a, like, honest way that I just thought was, like, really beautiful," Phoenix told Von. "What's going on is absolutely so effing horrible. There's no justification for effing children starving to death in a conflict. Like, it's that simple, right? You don't have to understand geopolitics or anything like that just to get that." Phoenix continued his criticism, stating, "Sometimes not acknowledging it is wrong. Obviously, I don't have the effing solution, but war always effing sucks, right? That conflict sucks. But what's happening, it just is crazy to me. Just, like, the food distribution that's happening now in Gaza." Von responded by discussing aid distribution issues, saying, "They say they're locking, they're like hiding it from people or that they're tricking people or that they have to go so far to get it." When Phoenix asked if making such statements made Von nervous, the comedian admitted, "Yeah. I think I felt scared," Phoenix reassured him. "I was so moved by what you said and just, like, the courage to do that, I think that it was courageous and it was meaningful, and I think it matters." Von also reflected on the emotional weight of the situation, telling Phoenix, "I think that SHT, just like, I don't know. It just, like, it's crazy to think, like, I'm laying in bed at night, and I'm warm and I'm okay. And to think that there's, like, some kid who's never going to put these pieces together, you know?" He added, "You almost feel ashamed to be alive in some ways, in a little bit of a way." The exchange represents the latest instance of Phoenix leveraging his Hollywood platform to amplify anti-Israel sentiment. Following his previous activism, including signing a 2025 Cannes letter falsely claiming Israel targets civilians and demanding a 2023 ceasefire without mentioning Hamas's terrorist attacks that sparked the conflict. Phoenix's endorsement of Von's genocide allegations directly contradicts mounting evidence debunking such claims. A comprehensive new study released in May systematically dismantled genocide accusations against Israel, showing that civilian casualty ratios in Gaza align with standard urban warfare patterns, not systematic extermination campaigns. The Jerusalem Post reported Tuesday that while the IDF acknowledged aid distribution in Gaza is at a dangerous point, Israeli officials assert that the UN is withholding 950 aid trucks that could alleviate the situation, contradicting claims that Israel is deliberately causing starvation. The report noted that Israeli officials maintain there is no famine in Gaza, but warned that continued UN inaction on moving available aid could create one. Israeli officials have provided extensive documentation showing Hamas's use of hospitals, schools, and civilian infrastructure as military installations, explaining the complexity of urban combat operations. Multiple investigations have revealed that casualty figures cited by anti-Israel activists and parroted by many mainstream news outlets originate from Hamas-controlled sources with documented histories of inflating death tolls and failing to distinguish between combatants and civilians. The Times of Israel noted that independent analysts had found significant discrepancies in Hamas casualty reporting, with some alleged victims later discovered to be alive or non-existent. The evidence overwhelmingly demonstrates that Israel goes to unprecedented lengths to minimize civilian harm while Hamas deliberately maximizes civilian casualties for propaganda value, noted Honest reporting in a detailed analysis of Gaza aid distribution that contradicts starvation claims. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF, the organization now overseeing aid distribution that Phoenix and Vaughn criticized, has revolutionized humanitarian operations in the territory. In an exclusive June interview with Breitbart News, GHF leadership defended their Trump-backed humanitarian breakthrough, stating, "They should be lining up to support us rather than undermining distribution efforts." A Breitbart News report last week revealed how Western media became an uncritical mouthpiece for Hamas attacks on the GHF, with the network Contagion Lab at Rutgers University study concluding that outlets amplified Hamas propaganda without verification. The study found that media reports falsely blaming Israel or GHF for violence at aid sites were usually sourced from Hamas-run ministries or anonymous accounts, while ignoring evidence that Hamas operatives were deliberately firing on Palestinian civilians at aid distribution points. Phoenix's latest anti-Israel activism occurs as Israel simultaneously works to prevent actual genocide in Syria while facing false genocide accusations regarding Gaza, a stark contrast that highlights the coordinated disinformation campaign against the Jewish state. The actor's decision to specifically seek out Vaughn's podcast to amplify genocide allegations represents a calculated effort to mainstream anti-Israel propaganda through entertainment platforms, despite overwhelming evidence contradicting such claims and demonstrating Israel's commitment to international humanitarian law even while combating terrorist organizations that deliberately endanger civilians. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.